online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Donald Trump's due to arrive in the UK shortly for the start of his controversial visit. He'll touch down at Stansted and has meetings with the Prime Minister and the Queen over the next couple of days. The government's admitted policing his visit will cost millions of pounds. Officers from Kent are among those involved in a security operation, but the US President says he's not worried about protests.
I think it's fine. I mean, I think they like me a lot in the UK. I think they agree with me on immigration. I'm very strong on immigration. I made a point today. I said, you're going to have a lot of problems. I think that's why Brexit happened.
He'll mostly be avoiding London during his trip.
KMFM News.
A man and a woman have been arrested following the death of a three-year-old girl on an inflatable trampoline in Norfolk. The pair are being questioned on suspicion of gross negligence manslaughter after she was thrown into the air in Galston earlier this month. A Medway dad's told KMFM he was in shock when he heard how his son was run over by the family car when another child managed to release the handbrake in a freak accident.
He rolled over his right leg and continued rolling down the path past the drive, the road, and into one of our neighbours' fences.
That's Samuel Lungu, whose four-year-old son Joseph jumped out of his mum as his mum parked up to open the front door in Walderslade yesterday. The little boy is being treated in a London hospital. He's had surgery on his leg and is said to be in a serious but stable condition. A man's been hit over the head with a wheel brace and robbed after pulling over to help a broken-down vehicle near Herne Bay. He was driving along Whitstable Benz when he got out and was attacked by two men who stole his wallet last month. He suffered cuts to his face but managed to drive to a local hospital. You can see a computer-generated image of one of the suspects at kentonline.co.uk. A British elite diver involved in the rescue of 12 boys who'd been stuck underground for over a fortnight insists he's no hero. John Rawlinson's arrived back at Heathrow this morning. Those he helped save are still recovering in hospital.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A woman's been freed by firefighters and taken to hospital after a car overturned in Canterbury. She had to be cut from the vehicle after it happened on New Dover Road at about 10:30 this morning. The road's now reopened. Followers of a Kent vlogger who shared details of her battle with cancer are due at her funeral today. 24-year-old Emily Haywood from Canterbury was diagnosed with a malignant melanoma on her leg 8 years ago and passed away last month. A service is taking place in Chislehurst. And an endurance swimmer who's trying to become the first person to swim the entire length of the English Channel says he can't wait to see the White Cliffs of Dover. It's expected to take Lewis Pugh 50 days to complete the 348-mile journey from Land's End. He's doing it to raise awareness of the pollution in our oceans and how it's affecting the environment and people's livelihoods.
The first time I swam the English Channel was in 1993. The person who took me across then was a fisherman from Kent called Richard Armstrong. And I remember vividly as a young boy listening to him speaking about how every single year there was less and less fish for him to catch.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and England manager Gareth Southgate says the reception from fans last night shows how proud they are of their World Cup performances. Ishmael's got the latest on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, hopes of winning the tournament in Russia are over following a 2-1 extra time defeat to Croatia in the semi-finals. These fans were watching in Maidstone's Jubilee Square last night.
Before the World Cup started, if you'd told me we'd go out to the semi-final against Croatia and 2-1, I would have bitten your hand off. Like, it's a very good result. But now, however, we've got to the semi-final against Croatia, I'm disappointed so much.
Played really well first half. Second half, we didn't really come back out and we sat on it.
I mean, I'm gutted, but we never expected to get this far, so England have done us proud.
England now play Belgium in a third-place playoff on Saturday, away from the World Cup, and Gillingham have announced he'll be their captain next season. Gabriel Zakuani has been handed the armband by boss Steve Lovell. The manager says he's a great professional and all of the players look up to him and respect him. And in cricket, Kent have suffered their first defeat in this season's T20 Blast. They lost by 5 runs to Gloucestershire at Bristol after falling just short of the victory target of 185. The Spitfires are back in action tomorrow against Hampshire at Beckenham.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.